Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. In this episode, I want to share something that has occurred to me lately. Oh, sorry. I'm just feeling dead today. I'm so tired, and it's probably change of weather along with stress at work and just weekend vibes, you know? Yeah. But I'm ready to tackle this episode and to talk about something I've recently written down in my diary, and I've been keeping a diary since I was 15 years old. And I must say it's one of the best things I've done in my life because it allows me to travel back in time if I want to or when I want to, and really dive into my thoughts and feelings from years ago if that is what I desire. So I really think that keeping a diary is a wonderful thing, but that's just a tangent. This episode is about what I wrote down in my diary. So recently I wrote down, follow the feels. And what I mean by that is quite simple. It's maybe just a nicer way to say follow your heart, which is something that we've all heard. But it doesn't mean that it's not true just because it's been thrown around so many times in so many different contexts and ways. So what I mean by follow the feels is just literally what I've experienced lately. I don't know if you know it or not, but now you know. I make music and I love music and I write my own songs and I sing, which is something that I've kept a secret for a long time. Not really. I've sung in this podcast too, but like just randomly, let's put it that way. And I have recorded one of those songs that is very dear to my heart. It's probably my favorite song that I've written so far. And I have collaborated with my former guitar teacher on it, whom I interviewed in my podcast a couple of episodes back. So if you haven't listened to that, if you understand German, that is something you can definitely do and go a couple of episodes back to my latest interview and listen to that. But we've collaborated on creating this song because he has a studio and he just knows how to mix and master songs, which I don't. So I'm not a producer. I just barely know how to write and how to compose songs. So yeah, that's definitely something that he is very good at. So he helps me out with the mixing and mastering. And I recently kind of started working on this song again. And I have to say, I felt so happy and so alive when I knew and felt it was progressing. It was such an unmatched feeling. I just feel so good about it. And that's just really what I meant when I wrote down follow the feels. I felt alive. I felt happy. I felt excited in the best way possible. And I feel like I live a life that is devoid of those feelings normally, which is very sad to say. I'm not saying that I don't like my job or my family or any component of my life. It's just that we get caught up in day-to-day life, or I do, and it's kind of hard to feel feelings that are unusual or like feel a constant flow of feelings that are positive, at least for me. That is my personal experience. So I think my life is kind of lacking this level of excitement and me doing things that I'm looking forward to in a more profound way. And working on this song has brought so many wonderful aspects to my life. And I am very excited, very, very excited to bring it to you very soon. Obviously not on this podcast, but I definitely want to release it once it's done. And yeah, just start my official music career. Which sounds crazy, but yeah, it's just something I'm pursuing because it feels right. And I want to encourage you to follow your feels, to follow what excites you, what makes you happy, what makes you feel alive, and do it in a mindful way, like not in a way of doing dangerous things, unless that's absolutely what you must do because you feel like it. I'm convinced there's a way to do it in a more balanced and safe environment. And yeah, so that's just what I wanted to share with you. I'm very excited about this episode. It felt very good to talk about it. And I really, really hope that you enjoyed this. As always, if you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.